locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Joining us on the big show tomorrow, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, Marquette University Law School poll. And he assures me he polled on the question of legalized marijuana. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow about 4:30. Also joining us on the big show tomorrow, Bill Press, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Bill's coming on at 3:30 to help us react to the State of the Union address. And joining us in this big hour, like 10 minutes from now, we got fine attorney Daniel Lenz from Law Forward. And the topic is the Michael Gableman, the long-awaited fantasy of a conspiratorial report, an enigma wrapped in a web, wrapped in a piece of fish paper that he rolled out today. And he had some public testimony as well. And Gableman's big assertion at the end of this is we should consider rolling back the certification of the Electoral College count here in the state of Wisconsin. And while he admits that wouldn't overturn Joe Biden's presidency, it'd be a good place to start, wouldn't it? And so anyways, another guy that gave some testimony, and I've met this guy, I've interviewed this guy. He is attorney Eric Kaardal, K-A-A-R-D-A-L, a lot of A's. He was slated to testify, I can assure you he did. He is an attorney with the Thomas More Society's Amistad Project. And the Thomas More Society and Kaardal's law firm share office space at the liposuction clinic with Gableman in Brookfield. So it's all very incestuous.
Oh, you know, very good.
Office sharing, you know, it's all very convenient. Kaardal and Gableman have both focused on the $8.8 million in grants. The nonprofit, again, this is the Facebook Mark Zuckerberg-funded nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life, provided to Wisconsin's five largest cities to help them run their elections. Oh, yeah, during the coronavirus pandemic. Like 200 communities in total. But the five Democratic ones, they're the problem. He called them the Zuckerberg Five. And he even made a point. He said, I would call them the Wisconsin Five, speaking for Gableman. But to do so would be to dignify them with too much respect. So by really? Calling them the Zuckerberg Five, he clearly meant to disrespect them.
What a petty child. And by the way, when have you ever seen, like, even a dissent of any sort of Supreme Court justice or anything like that? When have you ever seen such partisan just pettiness? Just absolutely, like, the first.
Well, you've again, never like read said, Clarence Thomas?
Okay.
I mean, it's out there, but you got to be a real partisan. And this is not a Supreme Court ruling. This is just one man's taxpayer-funded opinion, conspiracy theory. You know, the Zuckerberg Five received about $8.8 million. And, you know, apparently that opened up Pandora's box, because then they were all what? Open book with Zuckerberg? He could look into their computers or something of that sort was being asserted. Now, Gableman's report contended the grants amounted to election bribery, although no court has agreed with such claims despite ample litigation, like a federal court in 2020 that said that's not true. Three courts in the state bipartisan elections commission have thrown out challenges to the grants brought by Kaardal. One federal judge has asked a court committee to review whether Kaardal violated ethics rules with one of his lawsuits. Undeterred, Kaardal has five more lawsuits pending in circuit courts around the state and three additional complaints before the Elections Commission over the grants. Republicans have argued the grants to Milwaukee and other cities were inappropriate because the committees are home to so many Democratic voters. That apparently is their objection.
That's so freaking partisan.
Now, supporters of the grants said they were appropriate, knowing that Republican-dominated communities, oh yeah, they also received grants. Though the ones they got were smaller because they weren't as big as the city of Milwaukee. You know, if you just used population, let's say, as a determinant.
Uh-huh.
There's no big city in the state of Wisconsin that is Republican-run. Had there been, you know, if we had a Republican mayor, Bob Donnell, you know, he's sort of a half a Republican. If he's the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee got a grant, then, you know, would it be four plus Bob? Because the implication here is somehow the Democrats were corrupted by this. And the mayor should go to jail. And we should overturn the election. But none of this is legally plausible. These are all fantasies. The report also contended absentee ballot drop boxes were illegal. Now, we've seen a partisan judge come up with that very rule. Again, the state Supreme Court recently barred the use of drop boxes for the April spring election. That one's coming up. So maybe that one is the new law of the land. But just understand, that is a change in the law that came very recently. And Gableman's team questioned voting in nursing homes, saying they found some facilities where all registered voters cast ballots. 100%, he claimed, across the state. And then he hedged and said, well, maybe it was 95%, but it is a lot.
Sounds like he knows exactly what he's talking about.
Implies that every nursing home person in the state of Wisconsin voted. And, of course, 100% seems implausible. But there are a lot of, you know, let's say confined people that still vote. In fact, I would say the percentages are often quite high. Only a judge can find someone incompetent to vote. Gableman said he found some instances of that happening, but also questioned the abilities of others to vote. So then he showed up with some videos. The videos Gableman showed included exchanges Cardall had with nursing home residents, asking them what they thought of candidates who took various political positions. Now, Ann Jacobs, the Democratic chairwoman of the Elections Commission, scoffed at the videos. I mean, they were damn embarrassing. These people were held up to public ridicule to, what, make a political point? Here is what Ann Jacobs tweeted. People in nursing homes are not required to complete push polls to exercise their constitutional right to vote. These interrogations by Cardall are completely irrelevant to whether people have the right to vote. You are allowed to vote for a candidate for any reason you choose. So anyways, it's been a fun day here in the great state of Wisconsin. Let's just say some of the Democrats are a little critical of Gableman's fantasy report, the implausible. He wants to make it all come true. Well, we got to find guests joining us next. Law Forward's Daniel Lentz, he's one of the staff attorneys there. Well, Dan's participated in much of the litigation up until now, so, you know, we'll get an insider's view. And we'll ask him, is it time to rescind the Electoral College votes in the state of Wisconsin? Or has Gable been, you know, been smoking something? I think it's the latter.
I'm holding you in contempt of court.
Say, man, you got a joint?
I don't like your attitude.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.